Wait a minute.
Kill this.
Birdie num num.
Hello.
Birdie num num.
What's up, Birdie, ladies and gents, and welcome back to another episode of the Birdie Num Num podcast. Hunjin Manangtala here. Having a good week, and I really hope you all are having a wonderful week. If you're watching on video, I'm in my new apartment here in Memphis, Tennessee. So hope you all are doing good. And today I want to talk about something because we have a nice open dialogue, you and I, every week, hopefully every week, on the Birdie Num Num podcast here in 2022. I want to talk about something, as you may have already known from the title, which is when to blame yourself. And we live in a time right now where there's a lot of like spirituality, a lot of self-positivity, and, you know, grandeur amongst ourselves, as you will see from Instagram captions these days, where people write like 600-word essays or blogs next to their picture of them looking gorgeous by the river, which is interesting. It's an interesting way to do philosophy these days. You know, it's like, hey, Confucius, Plato, me. But it's like, I get it. People are motivating and inspiring, but like with anything, things do get abused. You know, like when I see a gorgeous person with like a very manicured photo and then like inspirational wisdom. Or actually, you know what? When I see somebody with a lot of cleavage, actually, and then there's like inspirational wisdom down there, I'm like, is this like the guys who say they read Playboy for the articles, right? Because it's like, obviously Instagram is a very visual medium, yet, you know, I know somehow with the algorithm, it works when you add all that text, but it's just so funny to me. People take themselves so seriously, and I'm sure I've been guilty of it as well. But in the episode today, I want to talk about when it is okay to blame yourself, because with all that positivity and all that motivation and all that stuff that we see, you know, sometimes, you know, blaming yourself is not a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing at all. In fact, I don't think it's like how fat is not a bad word, right? Like we have to describe things, you know, there's fat in foods and some people are fat. You know, I think I'm fat sometimes. My weight always yo-yos up and down, you know, 5-10 kilos, and that's okay, right? It's okay to address things that are obvious. And look, like, you know, there's a problem with people thinking it's not okay to, they think it's not all right to blame yourself. And I understand, you know, most of us, I read this thing in a book or I heard it somewhere where it's like, dude, if you spoke to yourself, if you spoke to other people, okay. So I read this thing in a book and it was like, if you speak to other people the way your mind speaks to yourself, you would not be friends with that person because that person's an asshole. You know what I mean? Like that person is a jerk. And I was like, oh my God, that resonated with me so much because yeah, if I did speak to other people the way my internal voice speaks to me after, you know, a show doesn't go well or something doesn't work or I'm not happy with something, I'd be, you know, they'd be like, that person's a dick. And I was like, wow, dude, I really am a jerk to myself a lot of the times. And wow, I really, you know, need to take a chill pill. Because look, we are all taught this, that, you know, work harder than the next person. And it's funny because it's like, hey, you know, especially in Indian society, it's like, we want you to make everybody happy and be everybody proud and, you know, be like everybody else. But we also want you to be number one out of 100. So be one in a million, but also be similar to everybody else, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, these guys, I'm sure they had very difficult personal lives because being number one comes at a cost of, you know, friendships or family or whatever. And anything in life, any of the greats, you know, I'm sure, and nothing is free. Everything has an opportunity cost, right? And I'm okay with being, you know, number five or number 100 out of a million if I can have a good work-life balance or whatever. But that is a topic for another day. But, you know, I used to think, you know, I need to like, you know, treat myself like I always got to work harder. And if I messed up, it was my fault and all that sort of stuff. And then I kind of backed off, you know, I got into meditation and I did the whole self-help thing that everybody does. And I was like, no, you know, everything is a learning experience and I'm giving it my all. But then I kind of came full circle, which is, all right, like, let's be honest, you know, the more I saw things that were kind of happening. And then I saw friends of mine who, I think we all have that friend who does like 45 startups and they quit each startup after like the Facebook page is opened, you know, where the startup is done after 2 minutes, or, you know, they start the next new thing. Like they went from real estate now to like making TikToks about nutrition. And now they call themselves an entrepreneur and they're like, you know, somehow getting articles written about them, but you know, deep down they've done nothing or whatever. And so, and everything is a learning experience for them. But it's like, dude, it is okay to blame yourself sometimes because we all know deep down when we didn't give it our 100%, right? We all know deep down, like there are so many times I have gone to a show unprepared And the only reason, you know, not all the time, but like, let's say I would go to a show unprepared, maybe 2 out of 10 times or 2 out of 20 times, the show still wouldn't go well. And I had nobody to blame but myself. That was my fault, you know? Or maybe you had a meeting at your office, or you had an exam, but you got drunk the night before, or, you know, deep down, you didn't really study as hard as you could. And I think that's all right, dude. It is okay to blame yourself a lot of the time. There's no need to be a jerk to yourself. There's no need to like constantly berate yourself. But, you know, like in this kind of day and age where it's like, you know, participation trophies and other things, if you're not holding yourself to a higher standard, sometimes nobody else might, right? Like, dude, corporate America, for example, I don't know about corporate India, but corporate America, I feel is getting like really, really soft with a lot of things. And I get it. I appreciate it, because for a lot of us, you know, even for me growing up, I'm sure, you know, you have to be accommodating and there's diversity and stuff. But now, like, I watch a Hollywood movie and I'm like, there's like too many Indian people in this Hollywood movie. I feel like now they're like overdoing it and they're trying to overcompensate and they're putting in actors who may not be the best just because they're not white or just because they're brown or they're diverse, which is great. I get it. It's like an opportunity. But I still want to get into stuff on my own merits. You know, I still want to know that I kind of did that irrespective of anything. And so I'm not saying that's all the brown people, but I'm just saying like the world is obviously getting in many places, if you're lucky enough, if you're fortunate enough to be in a place where they have these kind of open things going on, like, yeah, it is very accommodating and whatnot. But at the same on the same note, the world is also still a very, very cruel place, right? And there is still a lot of, you know, hard knocks when it comes to life. Like I talked about in one of my Instagram snippets the other day, which is like, dude, like when you don't get a swipe on Tinder or whatever, sure, nobody is going to call you ugly or no one's going to say they're not attracted to you, but I think that's what they're saying, right? Or maybe they just don't like your personality or whatever you wrote. But, you know, I had a buddy of mine. He's a serial dater, goes on dates all the time. And, you know, after the dates, you know, if he was really into the girl, he would like message her or whatnot. And then sometimes they would go on second dates. Sometimes they'd become boyfriend, girlfriend. Other times it just would go nowhere. And then he told me something really interesting because he's like always dating. He's like, dude, I went on a date with this girl and I thought we had a great time and the strangest thing happened. And I was like, oh yeah, like what happened? And he's like, no, like the next day I asked her like to meet up again. And she was just straight up blunt with me. She was like, hey, I'm just not attracted to you. So, you know, like she didn't make an excuse like, oh, it's not the right time. I'm kind of busy. Or, hey, I'm kind of seeing somebody. She was like, yeah, I'm just really not attracted to you. And my buddy who's, you know, he's nearing 40, whatever, like he was like, that was really refreshing because, you know, there's not somebody for everybody. And, you know, it's okay. Like I didn't take it personal. Like I'm sure I know I'm not like an ugly dude or anything, but it just wasn't for her. And that's completely fine. And dude, to be honest, like her rejecting me, it kind of not gave me thick skin, but it kind of like made me realize, okay, you know, I'm good in my own ways, but I don't really need to take this too personally. And for both of them, it was like such not a waste of time, right? So I'm not saying go tell people you're not attracted to them if they're like on your head. I'm just saying like for all of us, you know, we know deep down when we goof up, right? We know that we can do better. Like I always tell everybody who listens to this podcast, I have learned so much from YouTube. I have learned so much from reading books, you know, during lockdown and all that stuff. And I know deep down when the day has gone by and I didn't do much. And a lot of you know deep down when you're at your job and you collected that paycheck that this week you did jack shit and you earned it, but you're not going to tell anybody, you know? So, you know, you could do better, you know, you could do worse, you know, you could just kind of do average, but dude, you got to like, I mean, if you're constantly trying to self-improve and if you're constantly trying to, you know, be the better person, there's that balance between talking shit to yourself versus feeling sorry for yourself. And there's that balance between, you know, being honest about your shortcomings and your successes, right? And on that note, like another thing is, you know, I do a lot of stock trading these days because I had to pick up a new hobby during COVID. And, you know, when it comes to like kind of praising yourself up versus talking yourself down, it's just like the news, right? We never focus on the good things, only the bad things. And in like stock trading stuff, there was this term that I heard on some show or some book, and it was like, you know, the problem with a lot of stock traders is they shit like an elephant and they eat like a bird. which I thought was so funny and so apt for a lot of things, right? Especially how we talk to ourselves, right? Because shit like an elephant means when you take a loss in like stock trading, you're getting hammered. But then you're so scared from losing, you know, the last loss of $500 or $1,000 that when you finally win something, you like cash out at like $50. Like imagine you're gambling, which, you know, they're not exactly identical, but there's risk involved. But let's say you're gambling and every time you lose $1,000. And every time you win, you're so scared, you cash out your chips, even though you may be on a hot streak or maybe you're playing against a worse poker player, but you're just so nervous that you're eating like a bird, like a pigeon now, where you're only making 100. So losing 1,000, winning 100, very big imbalance, you're going to be net negative, right? And so the same thing happens to us in the way we talk to ourselves, right? Because, and it's a noble thing, I get it. We all know that, you know, like Navy SEALs, be stronger, be better, whatever. But if all you're ever doing is talking badly to yourself and all you're ever doing is, you know, very rarely are you saying like, oh, I freaking killed it. Like look at athletes, right? Like I think there's a NCAA tournament going on right now that I'm watching kind of in the living room. And like, why are sports so cool? Because the feedback, it's symmetrical. It's so instantaneous. If you win, you win. If you lose, right? Or, you know, you get close to the score or whatnot, but that last second, but it's very like tangible and measurable, right? And so for most of us, we don't have that kind of relationship with ourselves or our careers or our family where, you know, a lot of us have bad relationships with our parents because all we ever hear from them is the negative. Oh, you've put on weight or you're not married or this, that, or whatever, even though there's so many positives going on. And so the one person who does that the most to everybody is your own mind, right? Because I know me personally, it's always, it's like 90% negative thinking and it's, you know, like 10% positive thinking. And just a habit that I was reading this book called Psycho Cybernetics. I think it's a great book. A lot of you should read it. But it was like a simple, simple exercise where the doctor or the author was just like, hey, every morning, just write down 5 things you did well. It could go as far back as in the third grade, I got an A+ on a test. Or, you know, 5 years ago, I did my first comedy routine at that big comedy club. Or, you know, I got a promotion 2 weeks ago at my job and that was great. Or I did really well at the meeting. As simple, as trivial, as far back, as close back as possible, just get in the habit of writing down 5 things. It takes like 2 minutes to do every morning. It could be the same 5 every day, but just start conditioning yourself to kind of not just blindly positive thinking, blind affirmations, but building that deliberate habit because it's so easy, dude, to think negatively. It's so easy to complain. Look at Twitter, look at social media. The only thing that gets attention is negative. And obviously algorithms on social media perpetuate negative thinking because that's what a lot of people stop scrolling on. That's what a lot of people stop clicking on, right? So all I'm trying to say is, and this one's not going to be too long, like it's okay, you know, to blame yourself. I personally think, okay, it's not okay to constantly blame yourself, but you got to own up, man. You know, you got to take responsibility. That was my ice machine. I thought somebody was knocking on the door. I got so scared. But you definitely have to own up to these things because it's like, if you don't, no one's going to do it for you, you know? So I hope that made sense, you guys. I hope, you know, let me know if you disagree or if you don't agree, I'm blaming myself now, because randomly I thought I had it and I was just looking at my notes, but let me know if that made sense to you. Let me know if that helped you. I personally think get in the habit of talking yourself up at least for a few minutes a day. It's so silly, but look at all the silly things our minds do on a day-to-day basis, but just get in the habit of remembering 3 to 5 good things you did that day and own up to your mistakes, dude. Take responsibility. And, you know, be a man or a woman or whatever, as Russell Peters says, as the famous wise philosopher Russell Peters said. But it's all right to blame yourself. Just don't obsessively blame yourself. It's okay sometimes to blame others, you know, but try not to, because everybody is just going to imagine when somebody blames you, then not only are you blaming yourself, you have other people blaming yourself. But I hate, you know, there's that saying, excuses are like assholes. Everybody has one. I hate constantly making excuses, but sometimes it is okay. You know, like I did a show once and I know I was going to wrap it up, but I just remembered one more thing. I did a show once and I'm taught, you know, coming from comedy, starting in Los Angeles, where it's so difficult that, you know, no matter if there's one person in the audience, if it's only the waitress in the place, you still got to try to make him or her laugh. You know, it's always on you no matter what. And so I would do these shows in India and I would like beat myself up after because they wouldn't go well. And then I would be like, dude, as I got more and more into it and I started seeing those same shows were doing great and those same jokes were working, I started to realize, dude, there was nobody in that audience who spoke English, yet they hired you, or they didn't know, or you were the only comedian available or whatnot. So it's okay that you didn't do well. Like, you know, you don't need to beat yourself up about this, right? Or dude, like, you know, they got you for that show, but nobody was listening. Everybody was seated somewhere else. And yes, you still could have tried it. And I have done that many times, but sometimes things are out of your control, right? So finding that balance is trial and error. But dude, like, it's hard out there, man, to do whatever you want to do. And so, you know, just make sure you always keep yourself in check. Make sure you kind of praise yourself a little bit, because that's really important. And then the more you do that, the more you'll know when it truly is your fault. And hopefully you take steps to fix that. You don't get drunk, or you don't sleep in late, or you have a bit of a schedule, or you don't lose your temper or whatnot. And then you're going to find yourself blaming yourself a lot less and congratulating yourself a lot more. So I hope that made sense. I really hope that was helpful to you guys. I've been Sanjay Mangtala, and I will see you next week. Birdie num num. Birdie num num. A birdie num num.